It's my favourite time of the week. Yes, it is. It's time for this. The climate changers are back. Yes, it's that time. And we hear the opinions of the climate changers from local primary schools. What they know about the environment and what we can do to protect it. I wonder where producer Claire Hogan is today.
Good morning, Declan. Today I'm with the junior infants, the senior infants and the first class students of Woodstock Educate Together in Newtown Mount Kennedy.
My name's Holly and I'm in senior infant, and my favourite thing to do to save the environment is scootering to school, and it's actually better to use electric cars instead of normal cars.
And what else have you learned at school?
I learned that it's very important to clean up, and you should turn off the lights and the taps in the bathroom.
Hi, my name is Kevin. I am junior infants.
And Kevin, what have you learned at school about the environment?
Don't throw trash on the floor and don't drive cars so much.
Excellent. And what do you do at home to help the environment?
Pick up the trash from the floor.
My name is Lennon and I'm in senior infants.
What have you learned at school to help the environment?
In junior infants, we made a bug hotel for the bugs to be safe.
And what did you put in the bug hotel?
We put, brick and hay to make them comfortable.
Excellent, that's such a good idea. And what would you tell me to do at home now to help the environment? What should I be doing?
You should be being nice to the nature because the bugs help us sometimes, and the bees are one of the most important ones.
I'm Lucy and I'm in first class.
What do you do to help the environment?
Well, I pick up trash and I throw rubbish in the bin, and I also take care of animals back home because I've got a cat, but it's not mine. But it just visits my house and I take care of it. And I also want to say that everybody in this class has green fingers and we help pick up trash and everything. And also, I took part of Bike Week too.
And what class are you in, Stefan?
Junior infants.
And Stefan, what do you know about the environment?
The water. Pick up the trash in it.
And have you learned anything at school about the environment?
Don't drive cars too much. If you pick up rubbish, the earth will get better.
Hi, I'm Olivia, and I'm in junior infants.
Olivia, what do you know about the environment?
Don't throw rubbish in the lake. Don't throw rubbish on the ground. And don't throw rubbish in the classroom. Don't drive your car too much.
Alana and I'm in junior infants.
And Alana, what do you know about the environment?
Electric cars are good, but not oil cars.
And what have you learned at school about the environment?
Don't put rubbish on the ground and don't drop it.
And what would you tell adults to do to mind the environment?
Recycle!
Electric cars.
My name is Ali and I'm in first class.
Can you tell me about what you recycle?
Coloured cardboard that has colour in it and plastic bottles.
Is there anything that you do with food?
We are in Picker Pals programme.
Oh wow, tell me about that.
It's about keeping the earth safe and litter picking.
Hi, my name is Quill. I'm in senior infants, and the thing I like most doing for the environment is I'm not going in my house that often. I'm playing outside with my friends. And you have to save water, and you have to recycle, reuse, and reuse bottles.
And what would you tell adults to do at home now who want to help the environment?
I wouldn't know that good, but I would say that we should do litter picking around my estate.
Hi, my name is Lola and I'm in first class.
Can you tell me what things you do to help the environment?
I go for walks a lot, mm-hmm. and I cycle a lot, and I scoot.
What have you learned at school then about the environment? What do you do at school?
We plant stuff.
And why is it so important that we plant?
It's because we can grow food and we can grow the planet.
Yes, well done to the children from Woodstock Educate Together in Newtown Mount Kennedy with their great ideas on looking after the planet. I especially love the idea to build a bug hotel to look after the insects. I mean, years ago it used to be, oh, bugs everywhere, but they're so important. So well done to the children, Woodstock Educate Together. And that was Claire Hogan there reporting in the midst of it all. She'll be back next week as well with various suggestions from other schools too. And I think our reporter Max Kane is heading to do his bit as well for climate changers, because he's going to go to St. Peter's Primary School in Bray.